Oh my god, that worked.
What?
This podcast is rated R. It is not intended for people.
Well, then, who is it intended for?
Well, fuck if I know. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 4.
The plug show.
You.
Not that type of plug.
You're too close to the microphone. Yes.
Doug, not that type of plug.
Yeah, Doug with the butt plug.
Echo.
So, okay,
I'm kind of picking up. I should probably listen to it. Damn it. You all suck. Anyway.
No, I don't.
Are you announcing you're a lesbian?
No, actually, if I was a lesbian, then I really would suck, but no.
Well, that would be more of a lick.
Lick and...
And a chew. And
kind of like maybe an inhale on the breast, but...
Yeah, well, no, you suck on the breast. A nibble, and, you know.
It's Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get to play with boobs.
Actually, you'd be surprised.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Anyways, so getting around to here.
I was talking about females. Thank you.
Okay.
What's a guy doing? A gay guy doing playing with them with a female's boobs.
Okay, so on today's show. So on today's show, we have our usual people, myself,
me.
Nick, and Doug.
Hi.
We have Paul returning with us again.
Hello.
And then we have my girlfriend Leslie.
Meow.
Who apparently is a cat tonight. And Lisa, her roommate.
Hi.
And we're
my love freak.
We're broadcasting from
an apartment.
Leslie and Lisa's apartment. Lovely apartment.
We're just saying that because you want to move away.
Hey. I just noticed since today's the plug show, we have a plug. Mine and Chris's hookah bar. Next month, sometime within the next month or two, there will be a new hookah bar in the Livonia area.
Wow.
With Wi-Fi.
That cat furry really is getting to you. Normally you don't sound this nasally until after the recording. During the playback.
Because we talked for an hour.
There's a little cat running around. If you hear meowing in the background, that isn't Leslie.
You forgot to introduce Roxas. How dare you?
I'm getting to that. People start talking before I'm done. Anyways,
a lot like you.
Roxas is the name of the little kitty, named after the Kingdom Hearts 2 character. Well, I think it is named after that. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
we need an Axel.
I doubt it would be that random.
But if it's a Roxas, we need a Sora.
No.
Yeah.
Because Chris wants a gate cat, so we need an Axel.
But you could still have a Sora if you have a Roxas and still have it be gay.
Well, no, because they would... Okay, I can't say anything without making it sound sick and perverted, so...
Sora and
Well, they could suck each other off. I mean, they're the same person, so technically it would be gay. It'd just be masturbating.
That age-old question.
No, the age-old question is, if you have sex with your clone, is it considered masturbating?
Well, it's kind of the same question there.
Yeah, Sora and Roxas are the same person, though.
Yeah, well, aren't they in the same body?
No.
No?
Well, they merge into one body, but they start off in two separate bodies.
Okay, so yeah, seriously, I'm just going to see my heart one time. Get the
well, isn't one of them a nobody?
Yeah.
So, Roffle. Would that count?
Bad joke. Anyway, before we go too much farther...
Into the plugs.
The millions we have to give you all.
We have a huge list.
Our email filled up with all the plugs you guys sent us.
All none of them.
We got one.
Oh, we got one?
Yeah, from Keith for Start Button...
Start Button Game Reviews or something like that.
Yeah,
it's a video
like
game. We'll put the proper name in the
in the show notes when I have a link to it.
But it is a video game review done by our friends Keith and Porter.
Yeah.
Keith and Porter. Kyle is part of the production team. And he occasionally does a segment, I think. You can catch it on YouTube. I've seen it there before. It's pretty cool. And, you know, they're not financially funded by any gaming companies like X-Play.
So it's a real review.
That's personal opinion, not slander.
Totally not slander.
So, because it's always polite to give it to you twice, you know, gotta go back for seconds.
Wow.
To make bad jokes,
that
we need
was
to give
bad.
Out contact information.
Okay, here.
What does Nick remember?
I don't know.
Nick remembers nothing.
Okay, so if you wish to get a hold of us and drop us a voicemail, our number is 206-203-3445. For those of you that have letters on your phone,
he's reading from a piece of paper.
It would be 206-203-FIIK. Haha, it's clever.
You know. I know, it was brilliant and genius. Just for that, you should make Lisa read something. That isn't a phone number.
Read the top line.
You've got boobs and a vagina, sorry.
Oh, fuck you. Fine. Website address, http://fiik.podomatic.com. Have
awesome.
Fun, folks.
Most of you that are listening to this probably know where
somebody's
that website
cell
is.
Somebody's cell phone's picking up.
I didn't do anything.
So.
Somebody's cell phone was just...
She was playing with it.
Is that a Pebble Dog?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh. And then we have
plug
Paul.
Plug the pebble!
As I nearly kill Paul with the prostitute.
No, wait, I thought you were supposed to kill the prostitutes.
No, you
it's
kill
the
Paul
other way
with
around
the prostitute.
With Paul.
How is this? I'm the prostitute? What?
That's the prostitute.
It's the prostitute. I
have my read the email
prostitute.
Off the prostitute. Okay.
Or you can email us at fiikpodcast@gmail.com. That's ficpodcast@gmail.com.
All one word.
Yes, all one word.
Everything but the phone number is pretty much consecutive. Phone number's digits, so it really doesn't count as much.
It's kind of tough to have one word with numbers.
Oh, that's not true. Not true. 1337. And then you can put, like,
I said it's kind of tough. I never said that it, you know,
was
it's impossible.
True.
It is impossible. Oh, damn.
Impossible?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Improbable.
Unlikely.
Hmm? What is?
Huh? I don't know. Plugging things!
Plugging things.
We got an email from Jackie. I'm still picking up a cell phone, Nick.
My cell phone's over there, if anything.
And let me turn mine off.
Somebody's cell phone is causing... You don't really have to turn it off so much as just move it away from microphones.
Well, I couldn't get mine much further away from a microphone.
Throw it.
Well, mine is
off. I don't like it anyway.
She's trying to break it to get it in on the insurance. But don't tell
no.
the insurance company that.
Well, maybe pay $50
right.
for a new one anyway,
sounds
and I got that for
so
free.
So it could have been me.
Don't mind me, I'm just writing, because...
Because Doug needs to write down the show notes.
Everybody should go onto, like, Google Video or YouTube and search for either Cobra's Starship or Cobra Starship. Because they're doing, the head track on the soundtrack for Snakes on a Plane.
Less noise.
Yes, well, what the drink is, man.
The chewing's bad enough, but the plastic is...
evil. Do you not remember episode 0?
Yeah, either be very, very careful, which is what I'm trying to do.
Oh.
But I like Mario Rios.
No.
I missed my mouth.
That seemed to be a thing with my weekend. Oh, except it wasn't my mouth. Yeah, I'm probably gonna get in lots of trouble for that and get hit.
Well, she does listen to that, doesn't she?
Yeah, I'm gonna get hit.
Oh well.
Yeah.
We increased our listener base at least by one. Because I got Marie to subscribe in iTunes. Of course, I had to give her a link that would force iTunes to subscribe, but...
Oh, yeah. I don't know if my girlfriend subscribed it or not. Mm-hmm. I finally got around to doing it, though.
So, I played on Mac OS X. It's a video game. It's not an operating system. It's a video game. I don't care what anyone says.
Hey, it was on a PC, therefore it could have been a game.
I was pressing buttons.
Nick was enjoying
stuff was happening.
Function keys.
Function! You hit, like, F11 and all the windows kind of fly off the screen. Then you hit it again and they all zoom back into where they were. And Nick was just vroom, 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 vroom.
And then there were ones that organized the windows automatically, and then unorganized windows, and then I just highlighted one window and centered it on the thing, and then I put it back down to wherever you put it randomly, and it was really cool. Kind of. But I couldn't find the puzzle game. Damn you, Mac.
Yeah. Whatever, dude.
I will hunt down that puzzle game. The little thing where you put a picture in it and it makes a puzzle, and then you gotta put the puzzle back together.
Yeah.
You could probably just find it maybe on the Mac site or something.
Maybe. But yeah, I got a Mac, which is a Mac, and then my tower, which is emulating the Mac software. Yes.
Doug has gone over to the dark side, and he's tempting us.
But Mac isn't the dark side, though. I mean, it's getting better. It's kind of neutral.
Mac has never been the dark side.
Yeah, have you ever seen the inside of their stores?
Yeah, we had one at my school. Everything was white and shiny. When I walked in,
those stores are cleaner than Singapore. For those of you that don't get the reference, Singapore, they charge you $500 if you drop a gum wrapper, and then they make you wear a sign for the rest of the day saying, "I'm a litter bug," and they make you clean up litter for the rest of the day.
Do they really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
Singapore is the cleanest city in the world.
Hmm.
Except for their toilets. They have some of the nastiest toilets in the world.
Is that where they put the litter?
Probably.
I guess you've never seen my cousin.
If that's
house.
What you consider litter.
Depends.
It would probably be cleaner if they put some kitty litter in there.
Well, at least then they could scoop it out every day.
You have to scoop it out every day as it is with flush toilets.
Wait, what?
Huh? What are we talking about?
Full Santa.
Okay.
Best deference.
Hmm?
Best deference.
Hmm.
You said something, so I said something, and then something else was said. Some more needed to be said.
Of course.
Yes.
Nick looks like he's gonna, like, die.
Because I'm trying to keep from sneezing.
What, is everyone here allergic to Roxas?
Poor
guy, nobody likes him.
I love Roxas, and I'm not allergic to Roxas. I randomly sneeze, and I just
like
held back a sneeze, and it really hurt.
You look like you're about to puke, though. You're like...
Yeah.
Your hands all ready for puking.
Oh, trust me, if I was going to puke, I would walk over to you, because I don't want to get it on their carpet.
Thanks.
You make a nice rag.
I'll make sure to play Baby Bird and open my mouth real wide.
So plugs, yes, plugs. Plugging things.
Oh, butt plugs?
Mm-hmm.
Sink plugs.
Oh, tub plugs.
Boat plugs. Oil plugs.
Spark plugs.
Spark plugs. Genius. What, nobody? Do you guys have any websites you want to plug?
www.deepdiscountdvd.com.
Yes. I love, they have like anime there for like $15 to $20 in volume, brand new.
robertsanimecornerstore.com.
Ooh, another habit. Mm-hmm. You can go to www.anotherheaven.biz and get entire series and or seasons, depending on the size of the anime, for like $20-$30. It's heaven. Hence the name.
I completely forget the .bizes exist. I don't think I've ever been to a
.biz. www.jesusishitler.com.
But that's .com. I've never been to .biz.
Or maybe it might be .org.
You poor child.
I'll have Doug check my resources.
Okay, what was the other website that you said, Lisa? Almost Heaven?
Another Heaven.
Another Heaven.
Anotherheaven.biz. It's all one word.
And Paul?
Oh, Robert's Anime Corner Store.
Robert's Anime Corner Store.
Because Doug doesn't like dead air.
.com! Yeah, the more dead air there is, the more I gotta delete later.
Clownpenis.fart. It was an SNL skit where, like, a mutual funds company was the last one to go on the internet, and that was the last URL left was clownpenis.fart.
It's like the male queef. What?
It's so hard not to laugh when you have chips in your mouth and you're laughing.
It's kind of hard not to laugh at the word queef. Everyone's like fighting back laughs.
No, actually, I'm perfectly fine. I'm sitting here wondering what the hell is wrong with you two.
Both the females are fine. It's the rest of us that are all laughing.
Maybe it's the penis that does it. Who knows?
No, penis doesn't make me laugh.
I don't know. I've never caused a queef, so...
What the fuck is a queef?
Pussy fart.
That's nasty.
Happens.
It just happens when air gets trapped up there. And then...
Surrounded by juveniles.
Mm-hmm. They're males.
They don't have one. That's why it's amusing.
No, it's amusing because it has to do with genitalia. And they're males.
I think Doug has, like...
Doug is having a laughing seizure. He's like an engine that's trying to start.
Doug just can't turn
over. There was pop in my mouth. I was trying not to cough it up. Set it on my nose.
Poor dog.
You guys kept on saying things that were making it worse. Oh, that hurts. I'm not going to drink anything for a minute.
Oh, poor Doug.
1 minute later. Man, am I thirsty.
Ow.
Mountain Dew up the nose. That's going to be horrible.
MTD up nose.
So,
Yes, Mountain Dew.
For plugging other sites.
Best stuff ever.
YTMND.com.
You're the man now, dog.
Love that site. Search for Cosby stuff.
YTMND.com.
That was just because I swallowed a whole mouthful of air. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Guy online. VG DJ. Don and Drew. Ask a Ninja. VG Cats.
My Extra Life. Flipside.
Mm. Penny Arcade.
Mega Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. One up.
Two down. Wait, Snafu that last comics. One doesn't exist. Yeah, Snafu. Snafu is awesome.
Tub Girl.
Huh?
Tub Girl.
Ugh. Oh, I'm gonna puke.
Oh!
Bathroom's upstairs.
Go to Google and, Google up Krusty Pizza. Yeah, I'll let you all see what that is. You think Tub Girl's
our listener
bad?
Base is gonna cut in half now.
Good morning, Ed.
We're only gonna morning. Have half a listener now.
Krusty Pizza in the morning.
We have more listeners than you seem to think.
Need I point out the first episode where I thought the entire world was listening to us?
Really?
Well, actually, it was the zero episode.
Probably.
Because it wasn't the first.
Well, you're crazy.
But you're the one that... Never mind.
Sure. Maybe. Possibly. What?
Or?
No, I'm the bitch. You're the gay one.
Yes!
Why is the gay one the one with the girlfriend?
Because you're trying to hide what you really are.
I was beaten to it.
Hell yeah.
Well, come on, why else do you think I dated Cindy? I don't have to cut that, I didn't say her last name. Oh fuck, I forgot to mention that, oh well. Oh, things are sticking me in the back.
Sorry.
Hookie Dookie Panic. Another webcomic.
Google webcomic and that's all the sites Nick wants to plug.
No.
Oh,
Wikipedia.
Google Fight. Can't forget about the fun GoogleFight.com. Google Fighting's always fun.
Look at Stickerina. Like Stickerina.com. It's like a flash...
Cave yeah. Story? Your recent obsession?
I suck at it. www.gameflaws.com/ whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It's a slashy thingy.
Yeah, a little slashy thingy. Cave Story /
Wikipedia.com, most amazing site ever.
What, Wikipedia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That reminds me of that one episode of the Colbert Report where he was talking about WikiLife or something like that. He was talking about, like, oh, if it's in Wikipedia, it's true. And he went in there and was changing all kinds of stuff. It was funny. It was Stephen Colbert. Well, I'm happy he has his own show now because it's great.
Encyclopedia? You can actually do a search on Wikipedia for Uncyclopedia and read the article that Wikipedia has on Uncyclopedia, and then go read the article that Uncyclopedia has on Wikipedia, and then you can decide which one's true.
I'm confused. What's Uncyclopedia?
It's completely factual information.
Oh! There's also Wikipedia.
Wait, what?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Everything you need to know about Wookiees?
No, it's everything you need to know about Star Wars.
Oh.
Same difference.
But I just want to know about
cool
Wookiees.
The only cool thing in Star Wars was the Wookiees and the little bear thingies.
The Ewoks?
Yes, the Ewoks.
You know when he first made the Ewoks, everyone was like, "Ah, oh, Ewoks," just like everyone was like,
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks, that's it. I couldn't remember the name.
Who the fuck cares about Jar Jar Binks? Well, if he does go through with me,
exactly. That's what people were like when they saw the Ewoks. They were like, "Oh, what the hell?"
Well, we'll see if he makes 7, 8, 9.
That's because you were like 6 when you saw it.
Yeah, you
so I'm
did
like
you know
20 now, and I still like Ewoks.
They're not gonna make
Ewoks
it until Lucas
awesome.
Dies.
I don't know.
That's
because
now
that,
it's part of the story for you, but at the time, people thought it was stupid and cheesy.
I like how we're having two side conversations. We're having side conversation,
which really confuses our listeners.
Actually, we're talking about the same thing.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about 7, 8, 9. They're talking about Wookiees and Ewoks. Oh, and Jar Jar Binks.
No, he's talking about Jar Jar Binks.
I just can't believe he wants to make 3 more. Like, I don't even know if Luke's in it. I just know it takes place after. Obviously, if it's 7, 8, 9.
I don't know. There's George, something to do with
not
stabbing
using
people.
Last name, you're a crazy motherfucker.
Monkey.
Monkey fucker?
Did I exceed our fucks or something, or did we get rid of the fuck limit?
We had a fuck
a long
limit
time ago.
Fuck gone. Oh.
Why did you put a fuck limit?
Because we were debating if we wanted to be PG-13 or not.
Crazy.
Oh, we should do the counting the fucks. The fuck counting.
Nope.
I think
one
it's a
day,
little late for that.
One day, I'm one episode. We haven't decided what yet. I'm going to do a... Okay, episode 13. Okay,
yeah, episode 13 will be PG-13.
Episode 13 will be PG-13. We are going to... edit every single swear word in the entire thing. I'm going to be working on this for about 12 hours.
So you better appreciate it.
Fuck yeah.
So basically,
send donations.
Beep, dog. Beep, 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 dog.
Nope, I'm going to record myself saying, exploitable, deleted. And through the entire thing after, I'm just going to record it normally, and then after every swear word,
exploitative, deleted.
Or, like, cut it out. And so it'll be exploded, deleted. What am I know? What?
We're allowed to have one fuck.
Well, duh, you gotta have one fuck if it's in your name.
Maybe.
You know, no, you're allowed to say fuck once and still be PG-13.
In theory.
I'm sure they'll change that soon enough.
Because apparently going fuck is a lot more child-friendly than going fuck fuck.
Fuck, 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 fu
Because then you know there's going to be the character that says, what the fuck you fucking thinking, motherfucker?
Like Samuel L. Jackson?
Wait, they're making a movie with him, aren't they?
I think I just missed
That's why they made Snakes on a Plane R-rated. Because they got Samuel L. Jackson to sign on.
Yeah, and because they have to get all those motherfucking snakes off his motherfucking plane. Oh, and he's opening in a motherfucking window, so you have on your motherfucking seatbelt. Those are the only two quotes I've ever heard from that movie, like in the previews, is, put your motherfucking seatbelt on because I'm going to open a motherfucking window. And they're on a plane. Basically, he just said, hey, I'm going to kill us all by imploding us.
It won't implode. It's just that it will depressurize the entire cabin.
There will be no oxygen.
Yeah, it just means you can't breathe.
Yes, and he wants to do that.
Woohoo! Suck out all the snakes.
Oh yeah, it's probably the end of the movie.
You know those little things that they have at the tops of things? They come down and you can still breathe that way.
Me and my friends wrote a new script for a new movie for him.
Although, you know, when he does that, a snake's going to fall down in place of a
oxygen
mask and bite somebody.
A snake, and they'll be all like, French kissing a snake like, I love you, snake.
But they won't be like, I love you, snake. They'll be like, oh my god, I'm being eaten by a snake.
No, they're not going to be like, a mug snake. They're going to be like, oh, snake, I love you. And they're going to tongue kiss it. But either way, back to the script that me and my friends wrote. Basically, one day we were driving to Ipsy to go see one of our friends during the spring semester, and there were a bunch of ducks crossing the street, and we're like, oh my god, those people aren't going to stop for the ducks, they're going to hit them. So basically the new movie is Ducks Crossing a Street, starring Samuel L. Jackson. It's about 2.5 hours of him standing in the street with an assortment of guns saying, you better motherfucking stop for my motherfucking ducks. That's about it. And maybe some other lines with motherfucking them. Like,
no.
My motherfucking ducks are crossing the motherfucking street.
Motherfucker?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. We're gonna let him ad lib. All we know is all the script calls for is motherfucker. Basically, his script looks like a Mad Lib. Just says motherfucker and every other word he gets to put in himself.
That's what he does anyways.
Exactly. So
well, he does it the other way around, really. He gets a script and then just ad-libs motherfucker in between every word.
I honestly think that movie's going to gross. Like, it's going to be one of the highest grossing movies for the time. I really do think
so. Oh, yeah, it's going to be cult classic type movie, too.
It really is, because people are going to think, oh my god, that's incredibly retarded. Let's go see it. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm like, oh my god, that's a horrible idea. And right now, me and like five of my friends are going to go see it opening day.
I thought it was already out.
Friday.
But you said like 5 minutes ago that it's out.
No, previews.
And by 5 minutes ago, I mean before we started the thing. Oh, Doug, did you start the timer? Hey, he actually did
it
something
is
useful.
Accurate.
Well, see, I think it comes on Friday. Wait, no, yesterday was Friday. Next Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
It's Friday.
18th.
Yeah,
Stargate 200th episode on Friday.
Doug's plugging Stargate now.
But it's the 200th episode. 100 episodes ago, they had an episode. The episode 100 episodes ago was about some guy that was going to make a TV show about a wormhole and a machine that could send you to other planets.
Interesting.
And Stargate was like, holy fuck, how does he know this? And episode 200 is going to be the same guy because the TV show basically crashed. And so this is going to be, holy crap, they want to make a movie. Help me.
Oh, good lord.
And so they're going to be making fun of themselves. It looks really good. They're going to be making fun of sci-fi in general. They got Teal'c wearing this, like, really bad Star Trek uniform. And the zipper's, like, down to his belly button. And
that's horrible.
The scene they show in the commercial is he's just kind of standing there and then looks down and back up and then they cut to something else. I can't wait.
Oh, I bought new manga. I finally got around to buying the third Dot Hack one. The third Dot Hack Legend of the Twilight.
Dot Hack.
And then I bought the second Trigun, like the really big volume one. So I bought that. I was happy.
The Legend of the Twilight bracelet was really good. Except I haven't read it, I just watched it. I only watched it because I watched it in like a day. Because I wanted to watch it before I watched a new one, Dot Hack Roots.
Oh. I really want bad.
I missed the last one of Twilight Bracelet. I never got it.
Never got it? I want Bandai to make a real MMO called The World. They would make millions.
They're making it in Japan.
Are they really? I figured.
It's highly unlikely that it's going to come over right now.
Well, then I will play on the Japanese server and be like, I'm... I am from America.
It's going to more than likely be a pay.
I will pay for it. I will not have any.
You're
going to
pay
means,
in yen?
If it means I
yeah, can... Yeah, it only costs like 10,000 yen, which is like 6 cents. or if they make a Russian version, you can pay in rupees, and all you got to do is cut the lawn in order to get rupees.
You can give them Zelda games. All the rupees they want.
Exactly.
Not rubies, rupees.
Rupees. All the rupees they want!
Rupees! You just tell them it's a real rupee-making machine, and that is true.
$7.
$7?
Yes.
That's what a rupee's worth?
No.
Oh.
What are we talking about?
I have
no
clue.
For $7.09, you can get... What is it? You can get the new spicy chicken sandwich at Denny's so we don't get sued.
Mm.
Or better known as Denny's. I like that sandwich. It's good.
Rawr.
And the best part is, you don't even have to be able to read in order to order it because they have a picture of it. And you can point to the picture and the waitress will get it for you.
It's because you just don't know how to read.
Shit, you're right.
What were you saying?
I think in white cum states I know the world. I mean, the following is pretty big over here. I mean, think about it. I think it was episode 3 or episode 2 that they only made so many copies of it and they all sold out within the first 2 days. So the game's pretty popular.
Well, we'll hope. They're coming out with a new one. Assuming it sells really well, they might translate it, but we'll see. Mm.
If not, you know some really, really hardcore fanboy will do it. He'll play on the Japanese server and find a way to emulate it and then run his own server for the US.
Oh yeah, another plug I need to make. I'm sorry for episode 2.
Again?
Yes.
Anyone mind if I beat him with a pillow?
Feel free.
I'm allowed to be as sorry for it as I want.
Why are you sorry for episode 2?
Because I did nothing but talk about Australia.
Oh, yeah, that.
I haven't even listened to it and I know this. Come on.
I blocked that out of my memory, apparently.
I don't blame you.
I had to post-produce it. I had to do the post-production.
So you should have just replaced all my talking with crickets.
God.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, well then you would have had to go outside and sit and listen to the crickets.
Our last episode we did outside with lots of crickets.
Aww. Which isn't up yet. Not that it matters, because this won't be up for another week.
So by the time this is up, that will be up.
Better be.
I sure as hell hope so.
Well,
it's
yeah, okay.
Weird to have, like, 4 up before
we need
3.
To go beat up our post-production staff.
Yeah.
All those in favor, raise your hand.
Let's start with the monkeys.
Doug, why aren't you raising your hand?
Because I'm post-production, you dick!
Yes, I am all not for beating up the post-production.
Well, yeah, you want me to move in with you. Sleep in your bed.
Well, that's because you're hot, but hey.
Oh, more plugs. My Church of Naruto. Because I want to pull an all-around Homer to make a church off something completely ridiculous.
What, awesome. You mean like every other one out there isn't?
Some churches are some, or churches, temples, synagogues, whatever, are somewhat feasible, and to an extent understandable. But Scientology, no. And come on, if it's Naruto, that's even more to be.
Remember, you have to channel Catra. If you're Naruto, though.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah.
No.
Chakra, but Catra.
See,
because
we'll have
Naruto
the different
doesn't
levels.
Speak properly.
We'll have the different levels like Jonin and stuff like that.
Junin?
What?
Jonin? Nin.
We'll have all the different
I
levels.
They pronounced it Junin.
And you just, the more money you give me, the higher you get. And eventually, maybe one day you could be a Hokage. Maybe. And learn some sweet genjutsus or something. I don't know. I won't think about it. I'll just do it when I have the church and people give me money. They go. So
you
mean
you're like Naruto?
What?
I said you mean you're like Naruto. You don't think about anything.
Exactly.
That's stupid.
And I'll just tell people like Tom Cruise, I'll be like, hey, you Tom Cruise, do you want to learn shadow clone jutsus? Give me a couple $1,000,000, and I'll tell you how to do it.
That's a creepy thought.
Could you imagine
God.
Tom Cruise standing in the
a
like,
thousand Tom Cruise running around?
Well, you know what? But then he would go on Oprah again, and then he would jump on her couch again, except he'd be doing it, he'd be doing the hand sign for Shadow Clone Jutsu, and he'd be sitting there yelling Shadow Clone Jutsu, and he'd have a headband on. And then, can you just imagine that? And he'd have those really sweet shoes, which I'm planning on
making. Yeah, but you see, the problem is, if he does that, he's going to have to make a movie.
Then
the last
would,
ninja.
No! Could you imagine Naruto the movie with Tom Cruise playing Naruto? Because then he could do sexy jutsu. Or he could do the harem jutsu.
The harem ninjutsu is so awesome.
No.
That's what makes it even greater.
No!
But then we can get his best friend John Travolta to play Sasuke.
No!
Yo, guys, I don't believe this. Oh my god.
No!
What are you hitting me for?
Oh my god, Sakura. Because
I can't aim.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Typical girl.
But come on, can
I can't aim with my left hand.
Could you
from
imagine
this position?
John Travolta as Sasuke, though?
Where the hell's my other... Damn, my other pillow's over by him.
It would be great. And then he could sit there and use... the word, the name just slipped my mind.
Placenta.
No.
Have you ever tasted such a nice hamburger?
Sharingan.
Yeah. He'd be like, oh my god, Sharingan. Shut up!
Naruto, played by Tom Cruise.
No!
And Sasuke, by John Travolta.
And I will start a protest now!
Who could play Sakura? Who could play Sakura?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes.
No!
No, wait, Angelina Jolie.
I reject!
Yeah. Oh, and we can get, Haley Joel Osment to play Orochimaru.
That would be funny! That's the only one I don't reject.
I have a puppy named Orochimaru. But it has nothing to do with Naruto. I just like Snake Man, the villain from Mega Man.
I forgot the girl's name already.
Sakura.
That's it!
But just think about that. Just imagine Tom Cruise just standing somewhere and doing hand signs and yelling out jutsu names.
Mendoxena.
If you join my church, you get a headband. How cool is that?
Okay, I'm in.
Good God. Go to Borders and order one.
You just have a small donation of $10, and then you get a headband.
Oh, wait, I gotta pay? Fuck that.
How else am I gonna pull a Hubbard if you don't give me money?
He'll pay you in blowjobs.
Yes, cause
that
Nick
is
the gay
currency.
One. Yes, cause Nick is the gay one.
We have proof.
They save me, they're picking on me.
We have proof. Two random people in Ann Arbor decided that Nick.
How
was
is
the
that
gay one.
Proof?
Random people that don't even know us said that you were gay.
Exactly! How is that proof?
You asked them if you were.
No.
I did not ask
one
them!
One of you was gay!
We're walking through the U of M campus. Nick stops two guys and says, hey, between the two of us, which one of us is gay? And they both kind of looked at Nick and said, you. And then I kind of laughed hysterically and we continued on. And then I missed the lesbians.
And Doug got very disappointed.
I was disappointed. Lesbians are awesome. Okay, if lesbians are allowed to have a gay man fetish, why can't gay men have a fetish with lesbians?
See, that's exactly my point. Only it's the straight thing. Why, if straight men get to have a fetish about lesbians having sex or women having lesbian sex, or what the fuck ever, then why the hell is it so socially unacceptable for women to like to watch two guys?
But it's not. It's just most women find that completely unattractive.
Well, that's because they're stupid bitches.
Because it's poop.
Because
poop.
Guys
poop is funny.
Are uncomfortable with their sexuality, and therefore do not want their girlfriends watching two guys go at it, because then they're terrified that they're going to be asked to do that.
Or the guy on the video will have a big cock bigger than theirs.
Well, that's a given.
Cock size always comes an issue. Not true. I downloaded this one porn with my girlfriend. The one dude had a really, really, really tiny penis. Like, it was super tiny. Like, I felt really bad for him. I was like, oh, I want to give him money so he can get a penis pump.
I feel bad for the girl he was fucking.
I just gotta say, pancake form.
Pancake form? Bosses
does. Nick downloaded a porn, or Zach downloaded a porn on Nick's computer, where it was this girl in a gypsy outfit, and then she popped off her top, and her breasts just kind of flattened out.
Ew.
Like, she had to force them into the bra to just make them look like boobs. They popped
like
them off.
He was
just
sitting
kind of
on my computer downloading porn one night. And
that
it was
scares
like,
me.
What the hell is this shit? When I looked at it the next day.
But the boobs, like, flatten out. And then she starts playing with them. And it's just like, ew.
My girlfriend has nice perky boobs.
Only for you.
He's got a nice girlfriend. She made really inconspicuous noises on the last episode she was on, and I intend to make a song using weird, non-perverse sentences and make them that way.
I think that was episode 1.99999999.
Yeah, because Nick came back.
Yes, yes, he did.
Hmm. What? You have a problem? Or do
Maybe.
You just want to be beaten?
Maybe.
Well, but most of my chains are upstairs, so yeah. I'd actually have to
Bad
go
Nick.
Down.
What?
I heard that.
It.
I didn't do anything.
I heard it.
I don't
saw
know what
your
you're
hand!
Shh. You didn't see anything.
Nope, but I did.
I don't exist.
Exactly.
You
but you don't exist.
You become a figment of my imagination again?
No, I'm a figment of my imagination. Which, by default, makes you all figments of my imagination.
Mm, I'm a figment of my own imagination.
You just keep thinking that.
But what about the cheese?
What about the cheese? Who moved my cheese?
Behold the power of the cheese!
That's
I'm gonna cry when I get to the afterlife and I see a big block of cheese there saying, I am God!
Nick's going to the terrestrial kingdom.
Wait, who said you're going to heaven? You're having premarital sex.
There's three kingdoms according to the Mormons, apparently. The
yeah,
celestial
well.
Kingdom, the
terrestrial kingdom.
Kingdom, and then some other kingdom.
Hell.
Hell.
But
just
a kingdom.
Become a Jew, no matter
what. They have a place. They have a place for good people, okay people, and bad people.
Awesome.
Become a Jew. There's no hell. There's only heaven. Everybody goes to heaven.
No, actually, if you're a bad Jew, you go to purgatory.
Oh, that's not what I've been told. I've been told by a couple of rabbis that there's only heaven.
It depends on which type of Jew you talk to.
Mm. Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Like, if you talk to a Southern Baptist Jew...
Wait, how the fuck did this turn into a religious conversation?
Because I started talking about cheese. What? We can rewind the podcast and show you. I was talking about cheese, and all of a sudden you guys are talking about religion.
No, you were talking about cheese, and then you were going to be sad when you went to heaven and...
saw a cheese chunk of God.
I am cheese. I mean God. Worship me, and don't eat me, please.
Behold my power.
I can smell like Buddha.
Orphan House, the movie.
Six.
One, two, three, four, and six. I plug them all. And I plug five because it's Joe's version.
I helped. I came up with ideas. It was great.
For Orphan House 5?
Yeah.
Orphan House 5 may or may not be official canon.
It is. And it was... the only reason Sorry popped up was because I said something about it. Because Jason just walked up and laughed. And so he was like, damn it, I gotta do it again. And I'm like, no, it's perfect. Just put like a Sora head or something. Because in the last episode, he had put in like the little ticker text, Kingdom Hearts 2 sucks. And so I thought it was funny. And so did Joe.
Oh, thinking back to the hookah bar thing earlier, any of you out there who do frequent hookah bars, throw some emails in towards my direction at paul_r_bendt@yahoo.com. That's paul_r_bendt@yahoo.com. Any ideas you have, anything you'd like to see, anything you'd like to have there, aside from Wi-Fi and computers and hookahs and coffee.
Prostitutes.
And smoothies. Prostitutes would be fun. Those would be in the VIP room.
Why would you
have
clipboards?
For?
Why would you have clipboards in the VIP room?
Because
we're going to put the studio in there.
Yeah. I was telling, and you were in the car. I said you guys could use the VIP room for podcasts.
Oh, okay.
We should just set up a studio room.
That would be kind
of
cool.
Can I convince you to just make a studio room?
Pretty sure Rouse would be like, okay.
That would be great.
So
then we would have
Rouse
a studio.
Rouse is my partner on that.
We could just need like a small room. We could put some microphones up. we would have an actual studio that we could go to, and then if we ever decided, hey, we need somebody's opinion, just drag them in.
Grab someone from the hookah.
But it's so much more fun to lounge on a couch.
Oh, we're not going to have couches, but it's going to be all on the floor. We're trying to, we want to be semi-ethnic about her. Somewhat, I guess, ethnic's the word I'm looking for.
Get pillows.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do throw pillows. Like, it's going to be like Bora Bora, I guess. I've only been there once, but it's going to be dark, kind of dark. But not too dark, because I don't like how dark Bora Bora is.
Lots of pillows. Get, like, those little knee tables, like
yeah.
the Japanese people
That's what
have.
We're going to do. We're going to get a bunch of knee tables, and there's going to be pillows and curtains and goofy shit. And it's going to be a nice atmosphere, and it's going to be in Livonia, which will make a lot of people happy. By the way, things are looking, it's going to be in Livonia.
Would be the best, because Livonia doesn't have shit.
Yeah, I wanted to buy Ginger's building. I wanted to go there, because
that's
perfect. That's
Plymouth.
Yeah, I know, but still, I mean, it was a hookah bar before, and it has everything in there that needs to be a hookah bar now.
But Plymouth has enough.
They've already got
a coffee shop.
But everybody goes up to Plymouth.
Everyone, like, Plymouth is actually going downhill.
The reason everyone goes to Plymouth is because Livonia doesn't have anything.
Well, yeah.
Well, Livonia is the one that needs something.
Well, yeah, I guess. But like I said, me and Chris want to put it on a farm.
If Livonia had a downtown area.
Farmington and Plymouth, right over by Jimmy John's and all that. Because we're like, there's space there. Like, we want something with, like, so we can put tables out front. So we have, like, the option of tables. Kind of like that hookah bar in downtown Ann Arbor. Down from PB's.
The only time anyone walks around in Livonia, because there's no downtown area, the only time anyone walks around in Livonia is during the Livonia Spree.
Very true, very true.
Which has the second biggest fireworks display in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. I heard this year was really bad, though.
It was okay.
I didn't see it. I don't know where I was, but I just didn't see it.
Fireworks are fireworks, ultimately.
Very true, very true.
The day of the fireworks is the first episode. So, I don't know why we didn't go to the spree, but you showed up at our house afterwards. Or my house afterwards.
I did?
Yeah.
Huh.
Zero.
Oh.
Zero was courted the day of the spree fireworks.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Random trivia fact.
Creepy
did
random
you know?
Trivia fact. How the hell do you know that?
Because we were there.
Because
Doug and I went to the spree together, and then we said, hey, we should probably go record that podcast thing now.
Next, a dirty little man whore.
Woohoo!
Hey, Doug, do you know what there's
an
old navy around here?
Hmm? We have
navy.
No non-physical evidence.
No bye.
No bye? I don't have to open no bye. Lazy.
Well, the only old navies I know of are in Novi, but in the town center by Borders. Plugging Borders! or in Howell.
There's one in Farmington Hills. That's
Howell
also
House.
By Borders.
Yes, actually, the one in Howell is by where we open up the calendar store. It's owned by Borders!
Yeah, because there's only one in Livonia. That was in the Wonderland Mall. As everybody knows, Wonderland Mall is kind of gone.
Yeah.
Only the people that live in Livonia are the relative area.
Yeah, I guess.
We have a
yeah.
listener in Ohio.
Oh.
And maybe a listener in California.
Oh. Our lovely Mall of Wonderland was torn down. But the movie theater still exists, because it's connected to Target. Basically, a lot of the stuff really goes, I think within one cube building inside the mall, they left so they wouldn't damage the Target area till I guess Target filled that gaping hole where the gate used to be and stuff. Well, I still want to go and grab a brick from there or something. Some kind of thing to be like ha 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 part of my job.
eBay.
Yeah, possibly even that too. I've become immensely hyper after drinking.
Why are we talking about?
It's almost
yeah, I know. I'm like sitting here wanting to like go sit on your feet so you will stop moving them.
Well, guess what?
What?
Kind of almost time to close out.
No, not yet.
Wow.
It is. We've been talking for most of the time. Right about 54 minutes.
Why no closing out, Nick?
Because I'm going to check our emails real quick.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we have a couple.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm checking them real quick.
Do you know how to log in?
Yeah.
Last time you didn't.
Screw you.
What's our lawyer name again?
Yeah. I thought, you know, the whole point of you being gay and him being the bitch was so that you could screw him.
Okay, you see, the funny thing is, like, this was, like, the only thing he used to know was the email address. And so, he's sitting there, it's like, Doug, I can't get into the email. You know the login? Yeah. Do you know the password? Yeah. Then what are you having trouble with?
Oh my god.
Nick's an idiot.
Well, of course. Well, Leslie still fucks him.
You guys need to clean up.
He's a good fuck, even if he is an idiot.
Well, what the hell is he bitching about over there?
Prostitution.
Prostitution? Prostitution's fun. I pimp Doug out for Pocky if anyone's interested.
Yeah, apparently. You gotta bring your old gay man.
Yes, bring gay men and I will pimp Doug out to you.
Okay.
For Pocky. So,
okay, how am I picking up?
Barely.
Barely. Awesome.
Y'all
I'm picking up now, because I'm sitting across the room. Barely still. Okay, so
this is what I'm gonna do.
No.
That you can't do that, it's not long enough.
No.
Just memorize.
Or write them down.
Yeah, right.
Write
so,
them down.
From Paul, we have... Oh my god, Lund was there. Damn, my penis is needing for the touch of a woman. XD. Either way, oh my god, Lund. Which is a completely fair thing to say, because Lund is the ultimate sexy
yeah.
symbol.
I was supposed to be there for that episode, then my girlfriend was spending the night, and, well... We were busy.
Who the hell's Lund?
Big guy, orange hair. You ever met him? His
so,
mom made my coat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I sent him the picture from episode zero.
From Keith, we have Start Button News.
That's
which
it.
Is the thing that we plugged earlier.
Startbuttonnews.com.
Yes.
www.startbuttonnews.com.
Doug wins the spelling bee!
We thank Kyle Porter and Keith for linking to us, and we will link to you as well.
Screw you. Oh, I need to actually add that, don't I? Actually put the link up. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, post-production staff!
Hey, you have access to the website. Do it yourself, bitch!
I don't know anything.
No, you're the bitch. He's the gay man. Get it right.
Yes.
I am the bitch. No, that's not the point. You can still do something.
Within the other email I sent, there are all the pictures I took.
We'll post those, I think.
Eventually.
Hey, Nick made it to the website.
Woohoo!
Go all the way to the top.
Top.
Left. Click the word Podomatic. No.
No.
Uh-huh.
Right, go to login, and then do your shit from there. Anyway, we're going to do a closeout because we're almost done. So, our website, seeing as Nick's actually on it, we have http://fiik.podomatic.com.
Okay, wait, I have two plugs.
More?
Yes.
You better get them out.
These two are from Netflix.
Jacqueline.
The first one is ingrish.com, ingrish.com. Makes fun of, you know, misspellings and translations. Next one, superawesomewow.com, superawesomewow.com. Looks like it's short films, short buses, vomit, I don't know, I'm just reading what it says. And the final one that she wants us to plug is savetheinternet.com. SAVETHEINTERNET.com.
He's having trouble spelling the word internet.
Beautiful.
I don't know, it could be interesting, but sometimes not. I don't really know, but yeah, check it out.
Net neutrality, all
so
that shit.
All the sites that she has. He probably wants some topics too. One, why Nick isn't a man.
Woohoo!
And two, why Kyle is retarded. Oh, three, make a comment about every religion you can think of, good or bad, but it should be a funny comment. And that's all I have for right now.
Well, we already covered the religion thing.
Actually, we talked about that in like 1.6. We got a lot of religions back then. We were just poking fun at religions in general because it went to German and then all that. So, do you want a kitty to read a phone number?
Phone number 206.
203-344-5.
It speaks! Woo! Not much, apparently, though. Now you pick up. And, of course, we have our email address.
Which has a really bad echo.
Does it?
I could hear
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I can hear the echo way over here.
Shh. I can't hear anything because I have headphones on. I took them off.
There's one sitting in your lap, though.
The email is fiikpodcast@gmail.com. Fick, potom. Or ficpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm going to go for the website. That is kind of wrong.
Yet again, yeah. Dave Rabbit, thank you for friending us.
I actually found
yay,
out
friends.
That he, like, friends everyone.
Well, still, yay, friends.
Olivia, thank you for friending us.
Livy,
whatever. I'm just reading
I know, but
their usernames. Josh, thanks for friending us. And Jackie, thank you for friending us.
Well, Jackie,
yay, for friends.
Jacqueline? It's like J-A-C-Q-U-E.
I'm not even going to bother pronouncing her full name because she'll kill me if I spell it wrong or say it wrong.
Jacqueline. Jacqueline?
Probably.
Jamiroquai?
Jacques Cousteau?
We're around the area, give or take, like, a little bit.
Seven letters.
Yeah, she was at ASEN.
Yes!
Rah-ha-ha.
It was happy. Yes.
Happy.
Are you having fun with the echo?
Ooh.
Echo!
Oh, there we go.
Guild Wars.
We can plug that.
I'm plugging Guild Wars.
Echo.
Not as much as a...
Echo.
You're probably going to fuck up something.
Echo.
Echo.
I'm amazed Roxas hasn't come out.
Alright, well.
Yeah, you need to quit talking quite so loud with the microphone. Quit so close!
What?
Nothing.
I like to be loud, once in a while. Occasionally.
There's a fucking echo in the whole apartment, though.
Yeah, okay, I've been listening to that for the last hour.
Well, that's your problem, not ours.
You can hear it for a couple minutes. Oh, I think Nick's actually looking at the Podomatic website. This is the first time I think he's ever logged in.
Yeah, it is, actually.
So, we're going to play voicemails. And, well, this was episode 4, so you don't have to send us plugs. But if you send us plugs, we'll plug things. You can always call us and leave us voicemails and plug it yourself. You should all call voicemails and leave messages anyway.
Okay.
It's a really easy number to remember. But, you guys...
I already programmed it.
Everyone's adding it into their phones right now.
I can't because I threw my phone over to the shoes somewhere.
Well,
someone
I'll add
find
it
my phone.
For you.
Yay!
In a minute.
I'm gonna, like, put it in and then be later. What the hell is this?
This is, Kyle. I would quite like to order a, one of those Bobos. I believe that you said that it would be $19.95 plus $4 shipping and handling. and I just, $3 shipping and handling. I just need to know where I send the check to, and how to get in touch with you more about how to give you my mailing information so I can receive the Bobo in the mail. Also, I'd like to know if I'm going to get it in pieces and have to assemble him myself. If so, I may want to hire you guys to just put him together for me, you know, because I simply don't have time to construct a Bobo. So, just get back to me on that as soon as you can. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Message to inform you all that
hi,
I just participated in your most recent show, and I'm calling to take myself up on my own order of a Bobo. I just had two questions. One, is the Bobo IKEA brand? Because I don't want any affordable Swedish crap. And two, I need to know if the Bobo box does, in fact, have air holes, because nobody wants a dead Bobo. It's much more fun alive. If you could let me know next time you guys see me. Yeah, I related Bobo to Jesus. Wow, I'm talking to the hosts of the show while I leave a voicemail. So next time you guys run into me at, like, school or work or something, yeah. Or the next podcast, whatever, just let me know. Or play my voicemail on the air and answer it that way. I don't care. Bye.
Hi, I'm calling to place an order for one Bobo. We were definitely curious if there was some assembly required, seeing as I'm not so sure how to assemble a Bobo without super glue and some DM powers. Other than that, I'll fax you guys my credit card information and hope to have my Bobo soon. Thank you.
Hi, I was calling to place an order for a Bobo. It seems the number you left on the show isn't working, so I figured I'd call and ask and see what's going on with that. I mean, Bobos really seem to be pretty interesting things. I wish I had one for myself, but unfortunately I don't. I need a sidekick, you see. I'm a superhero, and he seems like the perfect person to fill the role as my other half. So, if you could please let me contact this Bobo, I would love to have him as a sidekick. Thank you. Goodbye.
I know I just called, but a female friend of mine called to inform me that the number that was given on the show was false. She said 1-800-555-PANT just didn't work. She would also like to inquire about ordering a Bobo, but she inquires as how large is the Bobo in the pants? And she would prefer that he himself answer this question on air if that was at all possible. Thanks. Bye.
I'm laying on one.
What? Quick, everyone molest Lisa. She can't get up.
That's what he thinks.
I'm gonna die.
She's gonna kill me!